So let's review. The Gemara had mentioned previously that a Bechir should ideally be eaten within its first year. Our Gemara begins by asking, Bechir me'emes aymoinu leishana, from when is the year calculated? Abayu ama mishosha noilid, from when it's born? Ravacha bar Yaakov holds, mishosha nir lahartza, only after 8 days, and it is royal hakrava, able to be sacrificed. The Gemara explained that v'loy pligi, they're not in disagreement, rather referring to two separate cases. Habitam, habibamum, Vachem Yaakov, who counts from the birth, is referring to a Bechir Tam, which is Roi Lakrava, worthy of sacrificing. And therefore we count the year from its 8th day, which is the first opportunity that this animal may be sacrificed. Whereas Abai is referring to a Bechir Balmum, with a blemish, which cannot be sacrificed. Therefore we can begin counting the year immediately from the birth. Nevertheless, it must still be eaten within the first year. The Gemara then moves on and presents a Braisa, which lists additional items for which Rosh Chodesh Nisan serves as Rosh Hashanah. The first of Nisan serves as Rosh Hashanah for the counting of the months, v'liburin, for making a year into a leap year, l'trum eshkalim, for using the newly donated shkalim for the gabonis of the Beis HaMikdash, v'yeshayimrim, av l'schiris batim, and some add that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is considered the first of the year for rental contracts as well. The Gemara asks, l'chadashim inolam, what is the source that designates Rosh Chodesh Nisan for the counting of the months? As the Pasuk says by Parsha Chodesh, this month should be the first month for the counting of all months. And later the Pasuk says, Shomer es chedesh ha'aviv, ezehu chedesh yesh be'aviv, ha'ba'im ezeh nisan, v'kar le'rishon. Nisan is the start of the spring season. And the Torah counts this as the first month. V'chizda brings a proof from the following Pasuk. Ach, b'chamisha aso yom l'chedesh ha'shvi, ba'asbechem es tuas ha'aretz, ezehu chedesh yesh be'asifah. Which month is the month when produce is reaped? Have I mezet Tishrei, the Kukar Leishvi, which would make Nisan the first month? As the Gemara goes on to prove that each of these proofs are not conclusive, Ravina concedes that Davazem mitaris Moshe Rabbeinu loy lamanu, mediver kabbalah lamanu. We learn this out from the words of the Nevi'im. Various Amoraim quote different psukim to prove this. Ravina quotes the pasuk in Zechariah stating, "V'im esrim va'abol la'ashtei aso chedesh u'chedesh shvat," calling the month of Shvat the 11th month, making Nisan the first month. Rabbi Ula quotes the pasuk in Megillas Esther, that the lokach Esther al melech achashverish al beis malchusay, b'chodesh ha'asiri hu chodesh tevis, calling tevis the 10th month, again making Nisan the first month. Rav Kana brings another pasuk in Zechariah, b'arba lo chodesh ha'chi b'kislev, calling kislev the 9th month, again setting Nisan as the first month. Plus other tanoim bring other similar psukim. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Megillas Esther, which clearly states that Nisan is the first month. If so, ask the Gemara, why did all the other Tanoim ignore this pasuk for what seem are more indirect sources? The Gemara answers, Dimamai Rishon Rishon Lemilsei, because this pasuk could be interpreted to mean the first month from the incitement of Haman's plan. The Brayse had mentioned further that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Chodesh for Iburin, for making leap years. The Gemara asks, how does Nisan play a role in making a year a leap year? Didn't we learn elsewhere, Ema Abrin Ela Adar? Adar is the month that is added to make a year a leap year. The Gemara answers, Iburin Hafsakas Iburin. Chodesh Nisan is the cutoff date for determining whether this year will be established as a leap year or not. Going back to the Braisa, which mentioned that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is also Rosh Hashanah for Trumas Hashkolim, for the date when the Karbanos Tzibah are purchased from the new Shkolim that were donated this year, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the cutoff date. Menolam, from where do we know this? Rabbi Yeshua learns from the Pasig, Zeis or Leschodesh Bechodesh Lechodesh Hashanah. On return, the Torah is teaching us that Chodesh Vahavo Karbin Mitrum Chadasha. And we know that it refers to the month of Nisan through a hekesh between the word Shana and the Pasig, which says, Rishnu Lechem Lechodesh Hashanah, which is Nisan. Rida Mashmo clarifies that Karbanos Tzibah Haboin Be'echad Benisan Mitzvah Lehevi Min HaChodesh. While it is a mitzvah from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to bring karbanos purchased from the newly donated shkolim, however, yet if one did purchase a karban from the old shkolim, one is still yotze. Ela shechisa mitzvah. The person simply misses out on the mitzvah to bring the karban from the new shkolim. Yesh emir av l'schiris batim. We have learned in the Braisa that some hold that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is also Rosh Hashanah for rental contracts. The Gemara elaborates, Tanya Rabbanan, hamasker bais l'chaver l'shana. If in the rental contract one stipulated for a period of 1 year, then we count 12 months from the beginning of the contract. However, if for this year was stipulated, then we say it means till the end of this year. In other words, until the first of Nisan, even if this is significantly less than 1 year. However, the Gemara explains this is only if there are at least 30 days left till the first of Nisan. If not, then we say, people do not go through the hassle of moving for a period of less than 30 days, and certainly the intention was for a year from the date of the contract. The Gemara then returns to discuss our Mishnah from the beginning of the Masechta. While this statement follows the opinion of Reb Meir, as brought in the Mishnah in Bechairis, and with regards to Velur Golem, follows the opinion of Reb Shimon, regarding the Issa Bal Ta'achar, we count from Pesach. The Gemara explains this is not a contradiction, since Rebbe, who authored our Mishnah, stated the halacha in each case according to the Tana who he felt the halacha followed. Velur Golem, Savalur Kreb Shimon, Maisa Behemah, Savalur Kreb Meir. Ehachi Arba, Chamisha Hava. If so, as the Gemara, there are five Rosh Hashanah and not four as stated in our Mishnah. Rosh Chodesh Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, 50 of them Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Bergolim, Rosh Chodesh El Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behema, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shalom Shmitin Yevalis, 50 of Shvat Rosh Hashanah L'Ilonis. The Gemara offers two answers. Amar Rava, Arba L'Divri HaKoil. There are four Rosh Hashanah according to all opinions, as L'Remeya Arba Dal Regolim, we meet Regolim, Rav Shimon Arba Dal Maisa Behema, we admit Maisa Behema. Nachum B'Yitzchak answers, Arba Chadashim Ubehen Kami Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah means that there are 4 months which serve as Rosh Hashanah for many different items. The Gemara questions this further. Maisa Beh, Shisha Asa B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Omer, Shisha B'Sivan Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Alechem. This seems to add even more dates and more months to the list of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara offers two answers. Rav Papa says, the Gemara is only listing Rosh Hashanah that begin from the evening, as opposed to these two cases of Omer Shtei Alechem, both begin in the morning after these two karbanos are sacrificed, and therefore are not counted in the list of Rosh Hashanah. Shesh Bredav Ida explains that the Mishnah only enumerated Rosh Hashanah that happened automatically, without being dependent on actions of individuals, as opposed to the Rosh Hashanah for Omer Shtei Alechem, which are dependent on Maisa B'nei Adam, are not included.